eager to meet Krishna and other devotees. So there is something hidden that Radhika has marked. This man is also seen in this world. So how Srimati Radhika, a very worthless things, we will have man that he is catching hold of hands of other gopis. See, in our sadhan avastha, we see that in Guru Seva also, that I am the most favorable to our Gurudev. But sometimes, for giving chance for another devotees also, or go to Gurudev. This is called
broad-minded.
So Atika is not so broad-minded.
Such he uses mind.
There is something hidden to do all these lila.
Is Srimati Radharani thinking like this, or Yogamaya is making the arrangement?
The superior than Yogamaya is Radhika. So he has ordered Yogamaya to do so. And Yogamaya is doing so. When reading Srimad Bhagavatam and all these things, so many things come. Perhaps you will anubhav, because you are very, very intelligent.
Intelligence is not enough.
You are also...
In Brahma Samhita it says, Vadini Shakti must come to the intelligence.
Your devotee Sutta. It does confound your devotees. Jai Jan Krishna Bhaja say, you have read? Jai Jan Krishna Bhaja, those who are
clever. He who do bhajan of Krishna bhajan is very clever.
He is very clever. Very clever. By the mercy of then what? Only we are reading, but when the mercy will come upon us. But this is the way.
Yes.
No the other way. This is
the way. There's a that in Shaidi Bhakti one reads for one reason, but in Ragmarg, one goes on reading for a different purpose.
Okay.
One is nourished by that. So this is the way.
It has been described somewhere, also in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, that a pure sadhav, he may be of Vaidik bhakti, and he is uttering Krishna. His smaran,
remembering
Krishna's past times. And he is uttering the past times of Krishna and Radhika. Yet he is sadhak, but yet the bhakti is operative. Understand
why? Why the bhakti is apparent?
The utterance of Krishna name is not our indriya.
It's not from our material senses.
I'm laughing to see a Vishaya. Understand? A mortal
enjoyer.
I'm laughing. But when Krishna and Madhumangal meets, we are reading or hearing something. And the terms among Krishna and
Madhumangal,
when we hear, then we laugh. That laughing is not
same.
Similar to same that we laugh to see any
material.
No, that's it. It's uppercut.
Yet he is not a have received a bhav or prayer. Yet, so the name of Krishna and remembering it is every bhakti. At the time of sadhana, it is pure aprakrit, but our condition is not pure. That level. So it is called the Vaidhi bhakti, sadhana bhakti. When it will be pure and realized, then it is pure. Then bhavakti yatrana.
It sounded like, from what you said, that it depends on our purity, but also there is the descent of Ladini Shakti.
It is Ladini Shakti. Guru Parampara. We hear all these things by Guru Parampara. It is coming through Guru Parampara. So, when we are hearing these things, it is a prakrit because it is coming from Guru Parampara. It is not a thing of our mental speculation or anything or indriyas. So it is a prakrit. But we are not, we have no anubhuti. No realization, because we are not in so standard. But yet it is bhakti. Bhakti is bhakti. So by remembering and doing, going, you will have bhav and then prema bhakti.
Just like the holy name.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's transcendent.
Yeah. One thing also. It should be in proper way, in guidance of our Gurudev, Vaishnavas. Then it will be in a very little period we can realize. And only we are practicing reading books, chanting Harina. It will take very long.
Association.
In guidance of Gurudev, in Gurudev Sangha, association. I think that we have passed for a geishi. We have passed so many births. If that association was not there with us, doing practices only Harina or hearing by reading. No. So it is very essential sadhusam. Vijay Kumar and Brajanath went to Gurudev at first at Navadvip, and then he went to and in a so very, very little period went up. This is the mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas.
Something more from this chapter to tell?
You can see and go on. asking. One thing, a Krishna of Vatsalya is same Krishna with Sakha, and same Krishna meeting with the gopis are not one.
No. Different Krishna.
He may be in same bearings, vanmala, vansi, mukut, everything. Sakha will see in Sakharas and gopis will see in Madhuras. Yashoda will see in Vatsalya. So being same Krishna. But according to the rasa of Asha, Krishna is seen like us, uncle to us.
In this regard, I asked you this question some time ago and I got a good answer and I was satisfied. Yesterday morning I was giving the Bhagavatam class. So one devotee asked me that the different avatars, Matsya, Kurma, Narsingha, do they have the same form in Vaikuntha? So I said, yes, they do. And in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it says that as one worships here, that form he will see it again. Then someone showed one letter from our Guru Maharaj, which said that there are two types. Do you remember
Naimittic?
Nitya and Naimittic. He said only the human forms are Nitya.
The Narayan forms are Nitya.
But from what I read in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it appeared, and you clearly told me, I asked you this question. You said, no, Matsya is fish there. The Korma is tortoise there.
This body is like
teeth and tortoise.
Head like that, and rest is like manusha.
Human body.
As they are here, they are there. Yeah.
But Matsya had a fish body.
But we see that all are Krishna. When a Kurma Bhakta sees Krishna, he sees like him, but he is in the form of Krishna.
Okay, so then this is what we also said, that he may be in the form of Narayan, but the Bhakta sees him as Krishna.
Or any form.
But according to the bhav of the individual.
Like they have told that one Chandra, moon, in Dvitiya.
Dvitiya. Means second.
Second day. Second, he sees only
right.
A very little
part of
it. But in Purnima, he sees same Chandra in full. Chandra is always full, but by the
angle of
vision, it seems so many 15 or 16. Like that. A bhakta, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sa Jagannath Dev.
That's right. That's Govinda, Shyam
Sundar. Shyam Sundar. How? We cannot see. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will see, he will see only Brajendranandan Shyam Sundar, nothing else. Srimati Radhika only see Krishna. Whether he may be Ram, and Ram will
shed his
and he will take Narayan will not be shed in Narayan. If a Madhuras Bhakta goes to any mandir, he will see Krishna.
Now, in it mentions that Krishna married the gopis by Gandharva marriage.
What is the use?
No, in Ujjala Nilamani.
It is written. I'm asking you. What is the use of Gandharva Vibhas?
What is the use? What is the meaning? What do you mean by what is?
Why they were made
Married.
As Gandharva. Giving one
garland
and taking her garland. It is Gandharva Vivas. What was the use of Gandharva Vivas? Only for us.
Only for us.
Us.
Yeah, because we may think something is wrong.
And it is only gopis krida.
Right.
Krida you?
Play.
Play. When we go to Unchagaon, near Varshana, there is a Chitra
Pahadi.
Chitra Pahadiya.
Alta Pahadi.
There is a, like this.
One stone hill sleeping.
And very Chitrakari is there. It is called Lalita Mandap, Vibah Mandap, marriage
place.
Here, Radha and Krishna and all gopis there sitting. By chance, at that day, very day, Lalita and Krishna were sitting together, and all others are here. Radhika was not there. She came from back side, and she took the clothes of Radhika and Lalita and Vishakha and all others uttered months of marriage, and they gave in each other hands garland, and they were married there. What is this? These are play. So Gandharva Vibhas, which Brahma made, it was only for play or for ourselves, sadhak like us. That anyone tells that
they're not married.
So this is for example, because forever in Golok Braja, they are with one, no use of marriage. Here is there is no use of double marry or triple marry, but it's because. So, Aspara,
Gandharva
Vibhas. It is stated. But it is for their Krida also and for us.
Yeah, I think you explained that during Brahma Vimohan Lila, during that time, Krishna told Nanda Babu, this is a very good year for getting everyone married. So Nanda Babu performed, everyone got married, but who were they marrying was Krishna.
But not Krishna, sir, Gargacharya sir.
Oh.
Krishna and Balram were not married. Garga has told, may have told, that don't do marry. All other will be married.
I have a question.
There is a question. Anyone asked me that for a whole year, all Sakha were in sleep.
without senses.
Very immensely.
In the cave.
In the cave. And went after 1 year, they went. How they knew that he is her wife?
The same question was asked me also.
What knew?
What did I reply? I gave some reply. I don't remember the reply.
Brahma cannot exercise his power.
Krishna can.
Upon go. Here only by the wish of Krishna, Yogamaya does everything.
They could understand that. I think I mentioned Krishna enlightened them from within.
When they were in cave, they were thinking that we usually doing gocharan and everything with Krishna. And at wedding time, they were seeing that we are married. Krishna, by Yogamaya, they all, so when they came, everything was clear. That these are my wives. By Yogamaya.
Now,
that in Chaitanya Charitamrita is also stated, the Parakiya Bhava is doing by Abhiman, and that Abhiman is given by only Yogamaya. So every Leela is going on by Yogamaya, that all Abhiman.
When we say that they got, that the cowherd voice became married to the gopis, in the case of Abhimanyu, Govardhan, we say that they are mayic forms, creations of Yogamaya. But Krishna's cowherd friends certainly are not creations of Yogamaya. So with
only Abhiman is given. I'm Sakha, I'm husband, I'm friend, I'm mother. All are Abhiman there. Without Janu, Yashoda always it remembers that Krishna is my son. Whether Krishna is son or not. But this Abhiman is being every human, all past times.
So, Krishna's friends, his sakas, do they get married to the gopis?
Huh?
Are they married to the gopis?
Who? Sakas.
Krishna's friends.
Huh? Maybe.
But they have no relationship.
They only know Krishna. Like Lalita, Vishakha, Chandravali, Govardhan. Govardhan, you know?
Chandravali.
They have only Abhiman that we are only husband, but no...
No contact.
And Yogamaya does everything. They are saying that our wives are with us, and they have gone to participate Krishna.
I have a question.
We, in the form of men, now practicing Vaidhi Bhakti, and by chance we will meet a Rasik Vaishnava, like Brajanath and Vijay Kumar. They went free and they have contact with their gurus. Similarly, if we have any contact like that guru, Gopal Guru, Dhyanchandra, Dr. Vinodha, or any of Rukshana, or life, then we will come in the Raganga Bhakti, by greed. In greed, we will think that I am a Kishori lady and my everything is Srimati Radhika. And Krishna is pranpriya of Srimati Radhika. Yashoda Ma is our Shashuri. Shashuri means
mother-in-law.
Nand Baba is the father-in-law. Vrishabhanu Maharaj is our father. Are in a line of father. And Kritika Sundari is mother and in a line of mother. Our Jan is in Varshan. All these are, at first it will be only speculation.
Speculation? Mental.
Kalpana. Mental
imagination.
Imagination. At first it will seem. But
still
by...
we should think that.
Huh?
Still, even though we should still think like that.
But by practicing and practicing, when we will go in asakti and after that in bhava, it will not be imaginary thing.
Now someone may say that this is unnatural or forced. It should come of its own.
But when it will come from Hladiri and Sambhi and manifest all our mental or any heart, then it will be not Kalpana.
In the meantime, we must practice that thought, that is, that memory.
To bring eagerness, to bring the love.
I am telling of Abhiman. That Abhiman is the real certainty. Anyone tells that he, Krishna, born at Mathura and went to Gokul. And Srimati Yashoda is imagining that he is my son. But is it?
No, that's not true.
No. He has pure abhiman, aprakrit abhiman, even more than Devaki. So that abhiman does everything there. So, when Bhakti Devi will do mercy upon us, it will not be kalpani or imaginary thing. Thus, every abhiman give yogamaya to gopis that they are wives only for Krishna lila, for Krishna, serving Krishna, or serving Srimati Radhika.
Is that abhiman within the soul, or is it the actual abhiman real, or is it coming down with Ladini?
Both. We are practicing that we are shown, and from there it comes. When two mix, then it is called bhakti. Like it has been described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. वो शीप मुगा उनकी है मुक्ता इन शी देर इज अ रेन एंड रेन फोर आउट्स इन ज्वेल्स अच्छा इट इज इन दैट शी और इट कम्स फ्रॉम रेन
कॉम्बिनेशन
It has some origin things in sheep,
sea, sea,
ocean, beach,
ocean.
Ocean's
pearls,
money.
And what is that constellation called? Nakshatra.
Swati Nakshatra. How it is in rain? That seed is in rain or in sheep? It is in the seed, but by rain and Swati Nakshatra, something makes it
grow.
But originally it is something hidden in the seed. So both are essential.